This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA's Rural America at a Glance report gives insight into employment trends in rural areas of the United States. We will hear more from USDA research economist Tracy Farragan next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
USDA research economist Tracy Farragan says from 2023 to 2024, employment in rural areas grew at a rate of about 0.6%. She says this was a continuation of a trend of employment growth with recovery of jobs following the pandemic. Farragan says the period from 2020 to 2023 saw a steep growth of employment, but adds that the 0.6% growth from 23 to 24 was in line with expectations.
It's at a growth rate that is normal. So we've kind of returned to what we had before all these changes that have taken place over the last several years.
Farragan also provides the employment growth trends from the USDA's Rural America at a Glance report.
We look at, for example, a change in employment starting in 2014 every year up until 2024. And what we see is sort of a pattern based on what's going on in the macro economy in terms of if you look at both rural and urban employment changes, they kind of experienced growth before the pandemic, decline during the pandemic, followed by recovery.
Farragan of the USDA's Economic Research Service also discusses rural industries and their employment growth or decline found in the report.
For rural areas from 2023 to 2024, the industry that grew the most was management of companies and enterprises, followed by professional, scientific, and technical services. And then the ones that where we saw a decline happened to be in a lot of our more traditional industries, such as wholesale trade, manufacturing, utilities, mining, agriculture. So all of those were on the side of decline.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.